Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80 Venice Film Festival. I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of Love is a Gun in the section Settimana Internazionale della Critica, Lee Yong-Chu. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
So are you feeling to be here in Venice with your first film?
当然首先非常兴奋嘛, 但主要是
So first of all, I'm very, very excited, but before, when I attended premieres, I was as an actor. This is my first time to attend premiere as the director, and with my teams and my crew, it feels very, very different.
You know, the film explores the complexity of Sweet Potato's life as he's pulled back into his past, and could you share more about how you drew this character and actually the story about, you know, the lack of water in his, you know, star sign and how this has a meaning in your, you know, in your life and your movie, because he's a character with, you know, full fire.
我们在拍电影的时候呢，时常例如说。
So at the beginning, most of the time when we planned to shoot something, for example, it was supposed to be a sunny day, but suddenly it started to rain, and we had to keep rolling. But after we got the footage, we were like, wow, that's amazing scene, and we always said it's a gift sent by the god. So the story of Love is Gone, especially the focusing on the protagonist Sweet Potato, in the original, I actually only had one synopsis or one storyline, one story. But then after we started to explore the location, the actors and the real people, their characteristics and their lives, we started to change. The one rule we wanted to achieve is to be obedient to the mother nature and follow the nature instead of changing it.
Wow, yeah, amazing. You know, the film explores too also the themes of past regrets and influence of others on one's lives. And so what messages were most important for you to convey through this story? And actually, if is there, you know, something autobiographical inside?
我觉得我身旁的好多的年轻人，他们总是会 遇到很多的问题，但这些问题好像是他解决不来的，不论他再怎么努力，不论他再怎么。
First of all, it is sort of like a reflection of our director, and he realized that there are so many young men around him or young people around him. They seem to like to have their own issues somehow, and they're really trying very, very hard to solve those issues, but they don't achieve that successfully. And then sometimes when he really started to think, he thinks partially it's the Chinese tradition, you know, sometimes men should do blah blah blah, men should do this, men should do that, blah blah blah, and that became sort of like a limitation or a control of Sweet Potato's life. But then when he started to do this film, he started to realize it could all just be fate. You know, Sweet Potato could already explored and felt everything around him. But in the end, it's all about fate.
Yeah, actually, it says at a certain point of the movies, I have always been here, and it's like, you know, he has been stuck his whole life in one place that is not physical, but like you said, is something mental. And, you know, in these cases, you have a diverse range of film experiences because you have been to Cannes, and you have done Netflix production also. So how do you see Love is a Gun fitting in this body of work, and what it sets it apart from your previous projects?
这一次其实有刻意用非常非常少的人来去拍摄，因为我现在所找的所有人呢，全部都是素人。
This film, first of all, we have very small crew, and all the actors I've used in this film are non-actors. So I tried to pick up the way we shot film when we were students. in college, learning about films. So what we did was we just, you know, we shoot a little and then it's sort of like a very playful. We shoot a little and then we stop. And then we had some fun and then we shoot again. And then we change and then we stop and then we shoot. So in a way, it's very, very, we had a really great time during the shoot.
Yeah. Nice. So I would like to ask if, you know, the title of the movie, Love is a Gun, is like, yeah, it's clear, but during the movie you see that actually he's a gun, but you never pulled the trigger. So how was your vision of the relationship of Sweet Potato, because he actually can afford, you know, to get bad with his girlfriend. So what's the vision of love inside, you know, all the movie?
Mm-hmm. 我想一下该怎么说好了。就是说，因为我有看过一些新闻，就是很年轻的一些。
Talking about the gun element, in this movie, I started to have this idea because I saw a news on the television, and it's about a gangster, not a gangster, but a gang man who was caught by the police. And the news reported that he didn't really have any traumatic experiences, nor any very sorrowful backgrounds. He was good educated. And then he was caught, but he was very, very calm. So that image stuck in my mind, and I just started to think, you know, why he did that. And but also when I looked at his face, it seemed like that person would do something like that. So it's a very confusing feeling, but that was truly the original inspiration. So I derived this meaning into four or three different characters. First of all, you know, the friend, his best friend in the movie, the hat, named Hat. I gave him, I mean, when the gun was around us, it's more about a representation of power, of violence. And he felt like you're supposed to have the gun and be control of your life, right? And the second character, Lulu, she was more like, because she loved him, she was like, you shouldn't touch this thing anymore. You should leave it. You should throw it away. And then third of all is the classmate, named Seven. And her way of towards this gun is more like a acceptance, right? She asked him to point at the gun at her forehead.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's all related to the director's background. When he grew up, he grew up with you know, his grandma, mother, and sister. And in a way, the Chinese tradition or the Chinese culture of loving your families or your loved ones, it could be sometimes aggressive, sometimes controlling. So in a way, love is a very, very complicated matter. So it was all, you know, started to generate in the director's head.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Li Yongchi, director of Love is a Gun, in the section Settimana Internazionale della Critica. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.